Another one. Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Soul Tape Live, right back at you. So, in the studio today, again, we have JT, James Taylor.
Thank you.
And also the coach of the boys Baldwin High School basketball team, Eugene Wilson. And also, of course, the producer, Trevin A. Jones, part of Urban Media Today, Talk Sports. If you haven't had a chance to check that show out, check it out every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Now, fellas, I'm not sure where we dropped the mic, but we need to pick it back up because Trev and JT, you two are talking nonsense, man.
Man, you don't want to get on a court with a player like myself because, see, I don't have to score points, but defensively, I'm going to try to eat you alive.
But you're going to stay in the game, though, right?
And once I eat you alive, well, I'm going to make – you're going to think I'm all over the place. That's what I want you to think by the time I step off the court if I'm not in the game. But I'm not going to give up. And when I'm looking at what you guys are talking about, Carl Anthony Towns, again, we as fans, we get to see something from a different perspective. We do not know what's going on with the team, inside the locker room. You know, we don't know what's happening. And see, we as fans, we get caught up in what we see on the tube.
What they want to show you.
Yeah, but we don't, not even what they want to show you.
But that's all we're exposed to, though. If that's all we have.
I agree with you, Coach.
So the opinions that you're going to get is based off of what people can see. They don't
unless you played the game before. Like someone like yourself, you hooped in the hood.
Right.
You know, you're a coach at a big time school now, in high school wise. So you've been through the experiences. So you have a better perspective on what's going on with an NBA, even an NBA player.
Sure, sure.
Because you've been there. That's what I'm saying. We as fans sometimes we're quick to jump to judgments, and some of those cats that are making these judgments never even stepped on the court.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I forget what program it is on ESPN, but my boy Paul Pierce and I want to say Tracy McGrady, those right, two, that right. show, said
is that.
Is
that the jump?
That's the jump.
Okay,
the jump.
That's the jump. So they were really critical of my man for leaving the game, for asking to be substituted, and they said something has to be going on in his personal life because I know – you know, it's less than 10 games into the season. The season is still early. But they just said, based on the way everything is going down, there's something else that's going on. So they definitely did not agree with him pulling himself out of the game.
But at the same time, like you just said, they know something is going on because they've been there, they've done that, and they've been around it their whole life. So especially their adult basketball career.
Right.
They know what's going on. They know there's something's going on. That's the chemical imbalance.
So that's why I wanted to get back to it, JT, because you were saying that it was okay to do that.
I'm not saying it's okay. I just said every once – you've never
said
seen
you
him.
Understood it.
I mean, I just understand once every once in a while a player is just overwhelmed and, I mean, they lose it.
I would never quit like Moses, throw up my hands and say that – please come get me. I'm done. But we're going to transition. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball, all right, because right now the World Series is going on.
It's a wrap.
And you think it's a wrap?
It's a wrap.
Okay. So before the playoffs started, JT, I'm looking at my bracket, and my bracket is solid. I picked every game.
You had LA winning it all.
No, I had Boston winning it all. Okay, so check this out, Gene. I'm kicking JT's butt in football.
I don't even watch
I'm kicking
baseball
his butt
for real.
In baseball, you know, Boston is really having a historic season. The game is tonight. I believe it's at 8:09 p.m. in L.A. Saturday night. So I'm not sure if, you know, L.A. is going to raise up, or Boston is just going to go ahead and close this thing out with their historic season. They won 108 games during the year. And, you know, it's really been a historic season. L.A. came in with the best bullpen you know, between the two teams. And Boston
but how many
has,
times
has
they,
really just been kicking their butt.
How many times have they faced Boston this year, though? Exactly.
I'm not sure.
But I'm saying it's they're two different conferences.
Right.
So, I mean, so
they have interleague play, but I'm not sure.
They may not have even played them.
Right.
So, but my thing is like this. You know, and one thing about me in baseball, I used to watch baseball when it was competitive. Now you have these young small markets that can't compete with the money.
Baseball this past year has been the most competitive in years.
What I'm trying to tell you, though, is at the end of the day, the big money markets are the ones that are winning. And just, what was it, Kansas City might be really the last small market.
No, Milwaukee. Milwaukee was
exactly.
Yeah, this year, Milwaukee.
But, I'm talking about the pennant. I'm talking about winning the pennant.
It doesn't matter, JT. Look at it now.
It does matter.
Look at it now. You have two big – I'm talking about this series. You have two big markets, two of the biggest markets in the U.S.
And you see who's in the finals.
I'm talking about this series as far as who's going to win and how competitive the series has been, the whole playoffs. You know, Houston was the – defending champions, and they were in it until the last series. But, you know, from a World Series standpoint, it's been very interesting. From a standpoint, you have coast to coast, two teams on both coasts. You have contrasting weather. You know, it's cold in Boston, it's warm in L.A., and you have two really good teams that's going at it.
And
but right now, Boston is just doing what it needs to do to close things out.
But they're the big money markets.
I'm not arguing that point.
They spend the money. They get the players.
Okay, so we're talking about this series.
I believe it's – I mean, like I said, I think Los Angeles gave them the best they could. Boston is just bullies. I mean, they're just – they've been down before. They've hit walk-off grand slams to – you know what I mean? It's just they do what they want to.
And you say that, and I'm looking at the playoff bracket, and Cleveland isn't a big market team. Milwaukee wasn't a big market team. Colorado, I'm not sure how big that market is. Mm-hmm. So you did have some teams. Not all the teams in the playoffs are big market teams. And Milwaukee is one of the best teams in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
So
one thing I will say,
Cleveland did pretty good too.
Is that it's money? The Dodgers have money. The Red Sox have money. You have money teams that are in it. Now I'll go with that. But as far as small markets, I agree with you. Small markets can make an impact and make the run for the pennant and for the World Series title. Of course, Milwaukee looked like a powerhouse this year.
Yeah.
That's one of the smallest markets.
But they were in the same division as the Pirates. Who? Milwaukee.
Yes, they were.
I'm saying, but so what?
I just don't think they will be long lasting. I don't think it won't be over a long period of time that these small markets will be dominant, so to speak. But I think they can they can get in there and win here.
They have to do something to me in baseball to curb the spending and to make it more competitive because people are falling away from the game. People don't even watch. A lot of people don't even watch it no more because of that reason. Because there's so much dominance on one team that, I mean. You know, if you were name dropping, I mean, the Pirates, name wise, they sound like superstars. I mean, it sounds like superstar team. The Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates. When you name the players on their team, you would be like, wow.
When?
Yeah, I was in the last few years.
No,
I disagree with that.
Polanco, McCutcheon, come on.
Polanco,
Marte, Harrison, come on, man.
Most of the players.
When the Pirates fell off is when they didn't strengthen their pitching, their rotation, and their bullpen. When they started giving those guys away.
I disagree with you. We're going to talk about this at a later date.
Yeah,
JT,
we can.
Because you know, the Pirates haven't made the playoffs in the last 3 years, and this is a reason that they didn't make the playoffs.
Pitching.
The Pirates have a real strong pitching staff going into next year.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we'll,
right.
We'll see what the offense could do. Polanco, if he stops taking enhancing drugs or whatever he did, or I should say Marte.
You
know, he was out for half the season. Polanco can't stay healthy.
Well, Polanco thought he was the greatest ever, and they offered him, what, 10 years, $120 million, and he turned it down.
Harrison can't.
Now he can't get half of that.
Harrison can't stay healthy, but we're going to save that discussion because I want to get back to Baldwin High School basketball. And, again, we have Eugene Wilson, the boys' basketball coach, in the studio with us. And, Gene, if you could just talk about the conference. I know you talked about it a little bit earlier, but the goal is to make the playoffs. So who's your competition?
Correct. So one of the top dogs, so to speak, in that conference is Mount Lebanon. You have Mount Lebanon, you have Cannon Mack, and Upper St. Clair, and I believe Bethel Park. I think that was 1 through 4 there. So they only take four top teams for the playoffs.
Okay.
And I know no one is. I think Mount Lebanon, they may have lost a little bit of talent in terms of their seniors, but Coach David up there, he does a great job. I've known him for years. He does a great job of implementing his young guys.
Okay.
So they'll be strong again. He has a pretty good system up there. No one is really losing a lot. So this is going to be a really competitive conference this year.
And who's your big rival, though? Who's the rival?
Well, it's funny. When I came into the district, they told me the rival really didn't even exist in the conference.
Okay.
It was Seton LaSalle, wow. I believe, right down the street. But I would say Bethel Park and Upper St. Clair. Those are two of the games that I believe everyone gets ready for. We have some returning players that I think will really, really help spark and lead us in the right direction. We have a point guard that right now probably about a Division III player, but for our system, that will definitely work. Christian Barr is his name. He's a senior this year. We have Shane Gilbert, who is also a senior. Shane will help us at the small forward shooting guard position. And then we have some young talent. We have, you know, I have a couple of ninth graders that I'll play on varsity.
Is that right? Wow.
That's correct.
So you know we're going to be following Baldwin basketball.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I know you'll do a good job.
I'm going to try my best.
I'm going to have to get one of them jerseys, Kev. What
yeah,
about you?
I know for sure. So
you got to come represent.
And we need to have you back in, and we'll talk about you know your experience, the WPIL versus the Pittsburgh City League.
Sure.
So that should be a fun discussion and everything as well. But while we have a little bit of time here, I do want to get into the NFL. And, you know, October 30th, we talked about this a little bit last week with the trade deadline coming up for the NFL. Patrick Peterson is really the hot player everyone is talking about. Patrick is saying, I want to be traded. I don't want to be traded. I want to be a Cardinal, Arizona Cardinal for life. You know, what do you think, JT? Because the Steelers, we can use Patrick Peterson.
I mean, and so can 31 other teams in the NFL. But, I mean, he gains more by staying at home. And, you know, if you were to listen, you know, to different news on Thursday a couple days ago, they said that he wants to be a Cardinal for the rest of his life. But, you know, But their asking price, too, from, you know, what the reports were, was just way too high. I mean, for a cornerback.
Okay.
Because from what I understood the other day, they were talking about they wanted a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and, like, a fourth-round pick.
Okay.
Nobody's coming up off of that. Unless they have three first-round picks like the Oakland Raiders and two third-round picks,
right.
You know. But I just think their asking price is too high. You know, and at the same time, these guys on our Pittsburgh Steelers, they got to stop acting like divas and poke their chest out, man, and get a chip on their shoulder and start playing like they want to play some football.
Well, I'm sure Artie Burns wants to play football, but, you know, you have to get it done on the field. So we'll see what's going to happen from a trade deadline standpoint. And then we have Le'Veon Bell. Will he show up before the trade deadline?
No.
Or after the trade deadline. So that's something else we need to look at.
No, he's not showing up before the trade line because if he does, they probably will trade him. And from what I'm hearing as well, or the Steelers are looking at Chisandrick West from the Kansas City Chiefs because he's a free agent. So,
okay. And what position?
Running back.
Running back.
Yeah, he played behind Spencer Ware, but he 2 years ago West was a beast. I mean, the guy was, you know, before Kareem Hunt. But, I mean, that's from where I – and two other there's a couple other DBs they're looking at, too.
Got it. And we're coming up on, like, 5 minutes, I believe, Trev. And, you know, we need to get our NFL picks in. But since we've been talking about trade as well, Gene, you got some information regarding Houston, right?
Yes.
On the basketball side.
Correct. Real quick, Houston is willing to offer up four first-round draft picks for Jimmy Butler.
Four. That's incredible. We'll see. That's real steep.
With Chris Paul?
With Chris Paul. They're going all in for this year. They're going all in. And that's with the goal of signing him over the summer.
So that's like a Ricky Williams trade from back in the day.
Yeah.
He has too much Mike Ditka in him for whatever reason. Four first-round draft picks. And I'm sorry, but the way talent is, he'd be crazy not to take it.
Yeah, for sure. Real. Let me back up. Who would be crazy not to take it?
Houston. You said they're willing to give up four first round picks?
Correct. Houston is.
Houston is. That's correct.
Right.
To get Jimmy Butler.
To get him.
So you're saying Minnesota would be crazy
not to take
it. Exactly. I agree. But let's do these NFL picks, man. Let's get it done. We have about 5 minutes left. And JT.
I'm not going with, Kev, I'm not going with the points thing. I'm just going with the heart.
I don't care what you do, man, but I'm just kicking your butt. You know, like I said, last week I went 11-2.
All right.
And you went 9-4. So every week you've been here, JT. I've been kicking your butt, man. So don't look at my paper because I know you're trying to look over here.
Man, look, I can tell you who's playing by not even looking at the paper.
Well, no, you're trying to see who I'm picking. That's why I'm saying, you know, you don't need to look at my paper here.
You're going to ask me to go first anyway.
It doesn't matter. I have my picks already down on the paper. I don't see them. See those blue marks?
I don't see no paper.
Yeah, in front of you. All right, let's get this thing going, JT.
All right,
of course, the Thursday night game was already played. So we have Philly against Jacksonville in London.
In London. I like the Eagles.
You like the Eagles? Yes. I do, too. This is a bounce-back game for Philly. I also think there's a lot of drama going on in J-ville. What a difference a week makes, huh? All right, the next game, the New York Jets against Chicago.
You got to go with Chicago. I mean, at home, they play like beasts.
I'm going with Chicago, too. But if you all see New England, they shut down Khalil Mack. So I'm not sure if there's –
But he was injured.
I'm not sure if there's a blueprint out there or not.
He was a game-time decision, Kev.
Did he play?
He did, but he didn't play to his potential.
All right, Tampa Bay, Cincinnati.
You got to go with the Bengals.
Going with Cincinnati, bounce back game. I'm going with Cincinnati as well. Denver and Kansas City.
Man, how can you bet against the Chiefs at home?
At home. And Kansas City is 6-1. I'm going with Kansas City as well. Mahomes, right?
Patrick
still
Mahomes.
Kicking butt,
Man.
Still getting it done.
He's going to break the record.
Seattle and Detroit.
Well, I know you're probably going to go with the Lions, but I'm going with Seattle on this one.
And Detroit for me. D.C., Redskins against the Giants. Do we need to say more?
Yeah.
Redskins. All right. Ravens, Baltimore against Carolina. My boy Cam Newton.
Ooh. Man, I'm as much as I don't want to, I got to go with the Ravens. I just think the Panthers are a little weak.
Carolina couldn't be finer.
Ravens lost, man, last week.
Yeah, they did. I'm going with Carolina. All right, Indy against the Raiders. What a game, huh?
A resurged Andrew Luck. I like the Colts.
I'm going with Indy, too. All right, Green Bay and L.A. Rams.
Got to go with the Rams.
Going with Rams, too. Aaron Donald leading the league in sacks.
Four last week.
49ers. And so we got San Fran against Arizona. Another terrible game.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals on this one. They need a win, and I think they're going to play to that potential.
Okay, I got San Fran. Minnesota and New Orleans.
Ooh. Vikings. I like the Vikings.
Same here. New England and Buffalo. We don't even have to answer that, do we? Okay, we both have New England. And the last game, we saved it for the end. Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
You got to go with our Steelers, baby, at home.
Okay, Pittsburgh leading the league in sacks and 14 straight victories at home against Cleveland. So I'm going with Pittsburgh as well. All right, JT, so we'll be back next week, and we'll see, you know, how things panned out for you. I'm sure it'll be another losing week for you.
Well, what you need to do is, hey, listen, what you need to do is let me know on Friday. JT, bring them ribs and macaroni and cheese and chicken and greens in on Saturday so we can get down.
All that. So thanks a lot again for another great week. Coach Gene Wilson,
Boys Basketball for Baldwin High School. Yes, sir.
It's been a pleasure having you. Don't be a stranger, man.
Definitely won't. Thank you so much. Let me know your sizes so I can get you all some purple and white gear.
Excellent.
Listen, I'm going to do so this. I get a media pass for the sidelines so I can interview him going into the locker room at halftime.
Cool. That'll work. So this was Soul Take Live coming to you every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. See you all next week.
It's Soul Jake. Brought to you by Cameron Professional Family of Businesses.